You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Our next guest tells a tale of two cities and the economic disparities between them, Madison and Milwaukee.
In a recent column for the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute, Tom Hefty says Milwaukee is the state's largest city and historically an economic driver, but Madison has prospered much more since World War II. Among the reasons, he says Madison has gotten an unfair share of state resources in terms of government jobs, university spending, and economic investment.
Tom Hefty is a retired CEO of Wisconsin Blue Cross. He's chaired commissions for both Republican and Democratic governors. His piece for the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute is titled How Madison Democrats Stole Milwaukee's Prosperity. Tom, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, first, Tom, paint us a picture. How big is the economic gap between Madison and Milwaukee?
In terms of job growth, Madison has in recent years consistently doubled the job growth of Milwaukee. And Milwaukee has been below the statewide average, a unique fact in the Midwest. Every other major Midwestern city has stronger growth than the statewide average. Milwaukee drags Wisconsin down.
Well, let's get into the points you're making in your piece now as to why that is. One of the reasons, a big gap in state government employment. Tell us about that.
Well, Madison is the state capital, and there are a number of state capitals that are not in the major cities. But historically, in other states, the state government jobs are more equally divided. Madison has the second highest percentage of government jobs in the country among major cities. Milwaukee's among the lowest, and that difference is thousands of jobs.
And why is it that way? You point toward Milwaukee, Madison, both being strong Democratic cities when it comes to voting behavior. Why do you see Madison getting a disproportionate number of state jobs?
Madison Democrats have been far more aggressive and effective at winning state jobs and winning state building projects. The new project on the west side of Madison is reported to be the largest state office building constructed in state history.
And let's turn toward another similar venue, higher education, UW-Madison, UW-Milwaukee. How do you see the state's investment in those two differing?
Well, again, it differs when you compare it to other states. The spending per student at UW-Madison is actually very close to the University of Illinois or the University of Iowa, a football game tomorrow. And it's roughly $19,000 per student per year. UWM is two-thirds of that, $12,000 per student.
And how does UWM compare to, say, other big city branches of those other universities?
Again, significantly lower. I use the comparison to the University of Illinois Chicago, which actually receives more per student than does the Big Ten University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana.
Well, UW-Madison is known as a research institution, gets a lot of grants, things like that, that aren't part of the state budget. Is that something we need to take into account when we look at that disparity?
I broke out those two spending areas, the total research spending and the education spending, in my article. And yes, Madison is a world-class research institution, and everyone should be proud of that. But the underinvestment in the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee is significant, and it's one of the factors dragging down the Milwaukee economy.
And then a third factor you point to in your piece is promoting new technology and startups. And again, there you say the state has done more for Madison and Dane County than for Milwaukee and Milwaukee County.
Yes, Wisconsin has improved in venture capital, but it needs further improvement. We're sort of in the middle of the states nationally. The reason for that goes back to Act 255 in the Doyle administration, which has tax credits for venture and angel investment. But the recent report from the state shows that two-thirds of the companies receiving state funding, state venture funding, are in the Madison area, over twice the number in the much larger Milwaukee area. So again, Madison wins, Milwaukee loses.
Is that just a matter, though, that maybe a startup wants to be near the big research institution in the state?
Those two go together, and I think all three items are actionable: location of state employees, budget for UW-Milwaukee, and venture capital allocation. And they do go together, but there is no reason that Milwaukee doesn't receive a more equal share, similar to Chicago, Indianapolis, Minneapolis, other major cities in the Midwest.
Isn't there a part to be played by the idea of Milwaukee sharing a fate common to a lot of Midwestern industrial cities, industrial decline, Rust Belt status, white flight? Aren't those part of the picture that are maybe outside of these state spending factors you're talking about?
They're all part of the conventional wisdom, but the conventional wisdom is wrong. Other Midwestern cities have made the conversion to stronger economic growth. As I indicated, if you look at the recent data, the quarterly data, the monthly data, Milwaukee is lagging not only Wisconsin growth, but it's lagging other metro areas. And that's due to the factors that I mentioned in the article.
We see pretty good economic times generally in places like Ozaukee and Waukesha counties, the suburban counties, if you will, around Milwaukee. What's leading them to do well compared to Milwaukee? They are not Democratic strongholds.
Well, the 21st century has been described as a metro century in terms of job growth. Much of that is in the service sector. Many of those jobs are in suburban areas. But that is true in Chicago, Minneapolis, Indianapolis, and Milwaukee. And so you have to dig down to the differences by industry. And what you find is venture capital, university technology spending, and state government employment are major factors. And if you look at the detail in the article, there are many statistics. But I include both City of Milwaukee and Milwaukee metro area comparisons, which include those suburban areas. And the Milwaukee metro area also lags the other metro areas in the Midwest.
So what would you like to see change, whether under a Republican administration as we have now or perhaps a future Democratic administration? What would need to change to give a little more love to the Milwaukee area?
Well, I think the first step is put a major state agency into Milwaukee. It produces jobs, and many of the recipients of state benefits are in Milwaukee. And so the first step would be to do that. Second would be to allocate funds more equally and target specific areas for the University of Wisconsin-Madison and UW-Milwaukee. They shouldn't be duplicating each other or competing. They should be specializing. And then with regard to venture capital, it starts with opening service offices, venture investing offices in Milwaukee. Almost all of the state activities on venture capital are in Madison. And the venture capital accessibility in Madison is much stronger. And many small Milwaukee businesses either don't know about those resources or they decide it's not worth going to Madison because Madison doesn't care about Milwaukee.
There have been a lot of political leaders from Milwaukee. Tom Barrett, mayor, ran for governor a couple times. There are prominent Democrats in the legislature. Have they been making a strong enough case that this change would need to happen?
Well, I think they haven't been as effective as Madison Democrats. If you look at things like the State Building Commission, long dominated by Madison area interests. I think they have made an effort, but the numbers speak for themselves. Statistics are very stubborn things, and Milwaukee has been the loser, and Madison has been the winner.
Can you make a case to our listeners and policymakers before we let you go that this should be a priority for the state, writing the balance that you're looking for?
Well, there's been much partisan debate about the state job growth numbers, but the reality is if Milwaukee's growth is not stronger, Wisconsin's overall growth will be weak because Milwaukee, again, drags down the Wisconsin growth numbers. And so I think it's in the state's interest, including Madison's, to put resources into helping the Milwaukee economy grow.
Tom, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Tom Hefty. He joined us to look at the reasons behind the economic disparities between Milwaukee and Madison, and he shared his ideas of how to change them.